From the governor's mansion to city hall, all of the election 2021 coverage you need at the top of every hour, right here on WCHV.
Joe Thomas in the Morning, the only radio program whose programming philosophy has been written into the lyrics of a Huey Lewis song to keep the Chi-Coms from stealing my intellectual property. Joining us in the studio from the campaign trail, his new name is Write In Randy. I hope you're comfortable with that because it's going to follow you for your life. Write In Randy for the Samuel Miller District in the Albemarle County School Board. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good morning, Joe. Yes, I'm afraid that will be a moniker that I'm going to live with. But, you know, it's catchy and folks are relating to it. It's certainly better than having to remember Zacherson, which is the other part of the name that you're going to have to write in. But
And this was several of my listeners have said, please, if you do nothing else with Randy, if you spend half an hour spelling his name for everyone, because you know that if it's close, the opponent is going to sit there and challenge every that's an H, not a K, or a K, not a, and they're going to there's only one S there, and they're going to pick apart every single.
Well, it's a big task because I've been trying to get people to pronounce and spell my name for the last half century, and it hadn't worked. So anyway, what I would say is if you want to know how to spell my name, go to my website, which again, writeinrandy.com is easy to remember. You can remember that much, and you can see how to spell the name and actually how to write in the vote. So
yeah, it's actually your website has a primer for everyone, and if you don't do the internet, I get it, you're still using Gibbs's flip phone from NCIS, and I understand all that. You get with somebody, go to the public library, JMRL has lots of branches, free internet access, just go on there and go to Write In Randy. So today is the day of choosing. I was playing Reagan's, speech, Time for Choosing, but, I guess this is the deadline in Albemarle Schools for their employees was Friday.
Yeah, that would be interesting to see what happens today.
I haven't heard anything yet, but if I take a cue from Governor Northam's lecture yesterday, is that he is upset that we've all realized that his mandate isn't a mandate and it doesn't have the legs to stand on. He doesn't have the constitutional grounds to make Virginians take a medical procedure. So I took Governor Northam's speech yesterday as a great big gubernatorial blink. I don't know if the same is going to be true with Dr. Haas, but come wheel, come woe, we need people like you on the school board. Is that what you're hearing from parents?
I am. If you just listen to the last school board meeting, a number of people called in. I was kind of surprised at the level of angst there is out there about kids that want to play sports and they mm-hmm. can't play sports now because they've made the mandate that you have to be vaccinated to play sports. And again, one mother called and said, "Look, I'm a medical professional. I've looked at my son's particular situation, and I've decided that I do not want to go sustain the risk." But this is a medical personnel. As best I know, nobody on the school board or Dr. Haas has a medical degree.
Well, and they talk about statistics. And the thing that, whenever I use statistics on the air, I'll get somebody that will call and rebuke me on the idea of, yeah, but my family is one of those statistics and it's devastating. So, if it's 38,000 permanent disabilities because, and this is CDC says 38,000 permanent disabilities, never mind the fatalities, and it's 2%. And it's 2% people get the thing, but then there's 2%, have breakthrough cases. All right, we're talking about a shot that technically is either not doing what it's supposed to do because the variants. I'm not denying that COVID-19 exists. I think it's more virulent than the original, and I think this all has to do with the gain of function, which is more a part and parcel of the cover-up that we're undergoing. But this shot frenzy is tearing us apart. It's created. I likened it to Stockholm Syndrome. you know, half of us, you know, we've all been held hostage for a year and a half, and now half of us are empathizing with our hostage takers, and they're turning on the people who are like, hey, they held us hostage. Why do you feel bad for them?
You know, again, these are almost becoming holy wars, whether you vaccinate or whether you wear a mask. And to me, it's just very divisive. As far as it comes to the schools, to me, it's real simple. It's parents are the ones that know their children best and know what they think are best for their children. I don't understand why the school feels that it has to interject itself into this personal medical decision. And, it just doesn't make sense to me. Again, mask is another thing I'm out at the early voting polls. I meet people as they come in, kind of remind them how to spell Zacherson. So I'm out there and people are coming. It's amazing how many people are animated by the mask mandate. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't think that their children need to be masked all day.
Meanwhile, here we have, you know, yet again, another year. This could be another lost year for a lot of kids in terms of, you know, just learning the science, technology, you know, math. You know, we're talking about, you know, the core of whatever they can use. We're missing out on another year of showing them all the tools that they could use in their adulthood. And I feel like there's no bigger failure than that, Randy.
Well, you know, all these agendas, and I got to say, there are agendas. I go back to my original thought again. Remember, I'm a kind of an engineer, pretty simple, straightforward guy. What problem are we solving? And as you look at all these agendas that they're pushing, any agenda that doesn't improve education is the wrong agenda. It's just wasting energy, precious hours that the students are in class. So,
oh, man, that's so
we ought to be doing like a full court press on getting the kids back to their learning, their grade level, their learning level. And it's just not happening. I've talked with parents. I've talked with teachers. This year is marginally better than last year. They're still falling behind, and that's why you see so many people pulling their children out of public schools. And I don't think people want to admit it, but they are. The enrollment is down. They blame it on other things, but frankly, I know parents that have pulled their kids out of the public schools. They go, I don't like what's going on in the public schools. I want my children to be educated, and or they're homeschooling. And, you know, in both those cases, not everyone has the luxury of being able to homeschool or the capability to do that or the financial wherewithal to take their kids and put them in a private school. But
it is spelled Z-A-C-K-R-I-S-S-O-N, in case you're wondering. writeinrandy.com. We'll come back. School board candidate Samuel Miller, Albemarle County, voice of reason on the school board. He will stand out like your proverbial sore thumb, and we'll be right back.
Being tuned in means Joe Thomas now. Brian Kilmeade at 9. Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Up in the morning and out to school.
Randy Zacherson, right in Randy. And, you know, for those, you know, who may have been suffering under the misteachings and spending too much time learning critical race theory, write in is spelled WRITEIN. The joke used to be for people like Joe who went through the New York City public school system, write in is spelled WRITEZACKRISSON. But it's an important thing. But Randy, let's be aspirational here. We're talking about the mandates. We're talking about the maxes. We're talking about all these things that parents are afraid of. You were telling me you were down at that community day in Esmont, and a lot of, you know, parents in the Black community are sensing the inner racism in this critical race theory and want to get back to teaching them, the kids, the things they need to get on with life, aren't they?
Absolutely, Joe. I mean, yeah, it was a great event down there at Simpson Park, down in the Esmont area, and actually got to see the old Yancey Elementary School, which beautiful little school, but apparently didn't have enough students, so they closed it, but they use it as a community center.
Yeah, but now we need to expand Mountain View.
Well, I haven't quite got into that, but it's interesting. I mean, as I just kind of an aside, last Friday, Dr. Haas was very gracious and actually invited me to come down and review the budget. I mean, mm-hmm. So I went down there and I'm looking at all the expansion plans and all that, and it was well done. Again, I thank Dr. Haas for the opportunity, but. What my thought is, you know, when I win, we have to have a smooth transition. So at least I'm getting up to speed on how we do that. But anyway, back to the parents down there, met a lot of parents, and yeah, they're just interested in getting their kids back to their learning level. And I was pleasantly surprised that they do not want all this division and
diversion. Statistics a few months back that said that the percentage of the school-age children population that are now homeschooling from the Black community went from 4% to 16%.
Wow.
Just since the onset of COVID. Families of color, however you want to say it, politically correct, are saying, hold it, we're voting with our feet.
Yes.
Because this kid needs to have tools to, you know, outdo everyone else in the marketplace. And I think that should be a lesson for the school districts, that you just got to get back to letting kids experience all the things. I mean, I was on the culinary board of K-Tech. Some call it culinary. But, you know, he's one of them Northeasterners. Seriously, so I've been on the board of K-Tech and, that kind of thing. Let kids experience all the things through elementary school until they find that thing that, you know, turns them on, and then they can follow the math and the science and the literary pursuits that they need.
Absolutely. You know, and we spent a lot of energy on the kids that are underserved and need special attention.
Yeah.
You know, there's the other end of the spectrum that our school board and school system is failing on, and that's those that are excelling. I mean, there are some students that want to work harder. They want to excel. They want to maximize their learning, and probably because of their parenting. However, you've got a school system that says no. Advanced placement classes, you know, that's not fair, because there's other people, there's other kids that don't have that motivation or that gift.
Well, and I don't want to get into the depths of this because, you know, there's a million stories in the Naked City.
Yes, yes.
But you know, a lot of the discipline problems in kids I knew in Bayside High School in New York were kids who were actually a whole lot smarter than the class was at, so they were just bored. They had, you know, so they're out the window, and they're, you know, we didn't have, you know, electronics we could play with. So we were scribbling, doodling, not paying attention. Mr. Thomas, what? But you know, if you had already figured out what the lesson was, and it wasn't challenging you, those lead to discipline problems too, and that's a heartbreak too. Because here's a kid who, you know, could be achieving so much more, but we're tell him to, you know, slow down, you know, let's put some ankle weights on you before you get ahead of everyone.
Yeah, I can really relate to that. My older son was just that case. He was a smart kid, but he was bored in class. Mm-hmm. I mean, he didn't apply himself because it was just too boring, you know.
But that's the trouble with one-size-fits-all kind of bureaucratic education, Randy, to me anyway, is that it doesn't take into account, okay, this kid's got this kid's got that. I think we have small enough classrooms where if we empower the teachers to see these things, yeah, you should be able to see it. You made a finger gesture.
Yeah, no, exactly right. I mean, I've talked with teachers, and they're as frustrated as many of the parents are. They want to teach. I mean, we have wonderful teachers. We really... teachers that love their students, but you know, they're being kind of forced out if they don't kind of toe the line and teach something that they may not necessarily think is the best for their students. But
yeah, it's a special person that wants to stand in front of, you know, 15, 20, 30 disinterested faces and try to get them interested. I mean, everyone says, oh, teachers have 2 months off. Most teachers I know got into it because they just felt like they had something they wanted to share with the other kids.
Yeah, they're special people for sure. I mean, you have to have kind of a servant heart to be a teacher, I think. You really have to you have to love these kids and really give them the time and treat them as individuals, not as a group.
So a new campaign, it's Teachers for Write In Randy.
There we go.
Empower the kids, empower the teachers,
yes.
Disempower the bureaucrats.
Well, yeah, listen to the teachers. I mean, the teachers, they know the best. I mean, again, from my industry background, I always found you want to know what's really going on. Go down to the base level of the worker.
Floor,
yeah, go on the factory floor. Talk to the workers. They know what the problems are. And the same with school. Yeah, teachers know what the problems are. And I think nobody listens to them.
Well, we need to start Teachers for Write In Randy in Samuel Miller. God bless you, sir. And, of course, if you're not in the Samuel Miller district, he can use your help, too. This is a big thing. It's writeinrandy.com. Yeah. .com. You have a blessed morning, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom. Joe, I mean...
Social media.
Call Joe Thomas. They're just going to call me late for dinner.
Really? Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Protect your privacy for free with DuckDuckGo. What is it that makes you uniquely you? Well, DuckDuckGo doesn't think that's any of their business, and frankly, it shouldn't be the business of any tech company. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo.
Voted one of Virginia's top newscasts.
What?
Now.
It's a brave new world right now.
On Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV, AM and FM, Charlottesville.
Partly cloudy skies through the day today. Chance of an isolated storm later in the evening into the overnight hours. Highs will be in the mid-80s.
63 degrees at 8 this Tuesday morning here at the Automated Office System Studios. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is local news first.
Governor Ralph